Healthcare 101. So my name is Per. I was born in a small town, Ulricehamn. Moved to Stockholm to study art. Then stepped in the door of the Hare Krishna temple. South of Stockholm, and became Priyavrata Das. Sometimes others ask, who am I today? What name do I prefer? Well, learning both from mistakes and successes. When we decided to move into that temple there in the countryside of Grödinge, we were told that now we're born again, and that previous life is gone, and everything that happened was by that other person before taking birth again. And I even heard your family is not your family, we are your family. And you know, this kind of cult talk. That isolates people within a bubble of the only true reality, and everything outside of it is, if not demoniac, hell. So at least a meaningless, useless world of karmis and maya. Well, then many of us are now sitting there in that world. And, well, I mean, I visit old friends who now live as ordinary Swedes. But still, are devotees of Krishna, devotees of God, and have done wonderful things for Krishna's movement in their youth. Sometimes you say things like, no, I'm in Maya now, I'm an ex-devotee, something like that. I'm not following these and those principles and rules and programs anymore. So no, I'm in Maya. Now that word in Maya, that expression, it means I'm an illusion, because that's what Maya means. Well, generally, if you are an illusion, you don't know it, because it means to take something for real, which isn't. So as long as you remember that you are eternal spirit soul, not this physical body, that you are part and parcel of the Supreme Spirit Soul, Radha, Krishna, what names you prefer. Then you're not an illusion. You're not in Maya. But if you dress the right way, a member of the right group, following their program, contributing to that group with work, hours, or money, and announce yourself as a member and true believer in that group and its gurus and leaders, but you forget that you're not this body. You're an eternal spirit soul. And Krishna is your best friend, always with you. You can trust God. You don't need to show off. Strive for a big position, fine name, fine title. Being a leader on top of the other devotees who will then serve you, follow your directions. Or, well, I am a manager, a president. I should have a Tesla car and the nicest mobile phone, and you know all that. Then you're in Maya. So it's not a matter of how you act out there. Only it's a matter of your consciousness and mine and ours. Yeah.